Hi guys, welcome back to our podcast. I'm Rafaela and this is
Hi guys.
Hello everybody, how is everyone doing? I hope you guys are doing well. I wish I could hear people replying, I'm doing good, I'm doing great.
Oh yeah.
That would be nice. Hopefully one day we'll have a live audience.
Oh my god, that would be amazing. We're dreaming big here. Dreaming
Hopefully
big.
We'll do like a podcast tour.
Oh my god, podcast tour. Around Europe.
Around Europe, yes. With live events.
Biggest ones in Iceland and in Barcelona, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe Canada as well. Those are our biggest audiences.
Yeah. And United States.
Yeah, that's true. Where do they come from?
I know, right?
We have like a hidden fan base in the United States.
Yeah, I don't even know anyone really that lives in the US that I like know.
No, exactly.
I mean, yeah, interesting.
Yeah, and it's an even bigger fan base than Iceland.
Wow.
Oh, it's crazy.
I mean, it's not hard to be a bigger fan base than Iceland since they only have...
Oh my god.
What is it? 360,000
or something. We're growing bigger by 20 years or something. I was going to say by the years, but literally
going
not.
Bigger. It's like, I think there's more people living in Barcelona than people living in Iceland.
There are like at least 1 million in Barcelona, right?
That's insane. So do you feel like you know everyone your age?
Okay, no, chill.
In Iceland?
Chill. No. It does not work like that.
I just think about, like, when I lived in Ottawa, I felt like, oh, no. I mean, no, that's a long shot. But I think in Ottawa, there's probably 1 million people living there.
Yeah.
And I feel like the people my age, I feel like I knew so many different schools. But obviously not. Like, that's...
Well, kind of. Of course, I know of a lot of people around my age.
Exactly.
Like, but I don't know everybody, you know? Yeah. But it's funny, like, ever since I moved to Barcelona... Whenever me and Thelma went out for drinks or went to a party or went there and there, you know, people are always like, do you have this app? And we're always like, oh my god, this again. Yes. And have you heard about this?
Of course.
Damn it.
I put myself there as well. Like, let me see if I'm related to any Icelandic. No, I'm
exactly. But it's not an app. And then we're always like, okay. We always it's joke now. Okay, it's a $1 million idea. I think me and Tom are going to do the app since it's a thing either
Wait,
way.
Wait, so it's a website. It's not an
it's
app.
It's a website. It's not an app. Well, I don't think it's an app. I'm not on the website. Like, I don't have a account, so I have no idea. But, like, I don't think it's an app, though.
But they can search you still, right? Even though you're not...
I mean, for example, if you're partying in Iceland and you're drunk and you're thinking about going home with some guy, I have heard stories that people literally go on the website and check if they're related. But, like, I've never done it, though. And I have... But, actually, I've heard of stories where they should have done it.
Okay.
I cannot relate. Thankfully.
I feel like with a lot of the Icelandic people that I meet, they say when they meet a new Icelandic person, if they go on Facebook and they don't have any mutual friends with that person, it's really weird.
No, that doesn't happen. It honestly does not happen.
But if it happens, it's like that person is like a weirdo.
Yeah. I would say. But like, I don't use Facebook today, but I guess this is the case for Instagram as well.
Okay.
If I would meet an Icelandic person, let's say in Barcelona, and I would be like, what's your Instagram? And like, at them, and I would be like, okay, no.
I would
be
friends.
Like, wait a minute, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because obviously we're going to have somebody.
It's just how it is.
It's just how it is. It's just the law of the world, kind of. You know what I mean? Like, it's weird if we don't, you know?
My god. Iceland is such an interesting place.
Oh, it's
really We shall discuss more about it.
Yeah. Maybe we will do an episode about Iceland and how it was growing up in Iceland.
That'd be so cool. Okay, guys. So, for this week's episode, we wanted to talk about an interesting topic, I think.
Yeah, it's super interesting.
And this topic is about redefining success. So moving away from that stereotypical idea of graduating university,
being rich,
getting a good job, like a corporate job,
career,
and then buying a house, having family, having kids, taking one vacation a year.
Oh my god. Wow, when you said this, I got chills.
It's just like, no, thank you. But I feel like society has kind of created these stereotypes, and a lot of people are caught up trying to live up to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, life is not about ticking these boxes.
Exactly.
At least I don't think
so. And it's always the same boxes, like everybody should do the exact, like strive to do the exact same thing as everyone else. I think it's still like 90s and like 20s thinking, but today it's more like different. It's evolved to, you know, finding your, creating your own reality, creating your own successes and achievements. And yeah, like I think also success is not something, one big thing that you do once in your life and then you can just die. You know what I mean? I think it's, you have these small successes all over your day, like each and every day.
But and you know, this is just, I think we're starting to become more and more aware of ourselves and creating our own lives and moving away from, you know, this stereotype. And
definitely.
I think this is a really good time to speak about this, because I think a lot of people are feeling this pressure, but at the same time, they're not willing to, you know, accept it or go there. Mm-hmm. They really want to make their own lives and create their own thing. So,
definitely.
And I think this is super exciting. We put a Q&A up on our stories and we had a few responses that are actually so inspiring.
So good. Like, they inspire myself. It's exactly what I wanted to talk about in this podcast episode. So basically, you guys have just done the episode for us.
Yes. Thank you very much. Next time we'll know what to do.
Yes, exactly.
Security box. And thank you. No, literally. So to begin, we have Lydia. She responded to the Q&A and she said, being successful is having an inner peace feeling no matter what your conditions are. So
I love that. That's something that I've been striving to do this past like 2 weeks or something. Like, really connecting. I'm reading a book about it actually, and I feel like it helps a lot. But I like, just no matter what happens, like, life is not a failure, you know what I mean? Like, something can go wrong, someone pisses you off, someone doesn't agree with you, like, do you know what I mean? But you can still somehow be in peace. And I've been experiencing stable kind of I've been experiencing that. Like, I've been stable, like I've been feeling that way kind of like for at least 2 weeks now or something, and it feels so good. Like, literally, I stopped, like, I learned this in the book that I'm reading now, and I stopped myself, like, whenever I feel myself getting annoyed at some kind of situation or a person or whatever it is, what something that I used to do like all the time, like, I feel myself like stopping myself doing it, like stopping myself in the tracks of doing it. I'm like, wait, someone, like, why are you getting sensitive, defensive, pissed? Like, this is just gonna fuck yourself up. It's not something related to the other person or the other situation. And I just, you know what I mean? Like, and
take,
I don't
a step
know,
back,
yeah,
breathe in,
exactly. And then you're just like, okay, I'm just let gonna go. Separate myself from this. Like, this should not ruin my feeling, you know. And it's kind of like you taught me about the energy, like, whenever you walk in a room and you feel the energy is not the kind of energy you want, and you literally like imagine yourself taking that energy and not letting it get to you. I love, like, I literally told Thelma about it. I think it was yesterday. She was talking about like how everyone in her school right now is feeling super down, super depressed because they have midterms and the teachers are annoying, whatever. And she's like, whenever I go there, I just feel drained because I'm literally greeted with like, hi, like Ross in France or something, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, do you know what Rafaela just taught me? She was like, what? And I told her, and she was like, wow, that's actually a really good idea. And like, imitating you, taking the energy away. And I was like, oh my God, it works for me and it's amazing.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah. I'm so happy that you got that and you've been utilizing it. It's been helping you.
I hope it's not just like a period and then I forget about it. You know what I mean? I guess I need to
You'll always remember it, because sometimes it's so clear. You'll walk into a room, or you will already be in that room and you have an energy, but somehow you do nothing. You don't move nothing. Somebody comes in, and then by the words they say, by the way they act, by their just their look on their faces, you can feel your energy changing. And this is you now molding yourself to that person's energy. You're like taking on their energy, kind of, matching it. Exactly. So then you, when you realize that, because for me, every time I feel a negative energy, I always try to trace it back and think, where did this start? You know, where did this begin? And then I realized, oh, okay, I'm feeling this way because I haven't dealt with this problem yet, or I haven't really resolved something.
Exactly.
And it's still here on my mind. But anyway, so when you experience that and you can just see, wow, my energy just shifted and I've done nothing to create this change. So this is not my energy. So I'm taking this energy and I'm letting it go. Returning and I'm literally like taking it from my body and throwing it to the side, and you can leave now. You don't belong to me.
I love that.
You very much.
Exactly.
And it's just a practice, you know? Yeah, the more you do it, the more you can tune in to yourself and realize what is yours and what isn't. And I think it's just really good to be aware of that.
Yeah. And I think like whenever you get to that place and you know about this and you really believe in this, you feel this, like Lydia talks about, the sense of being stable. And that's kind of like a success feeling. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, yeah.
I agree. Yeah. And it's so powerful to be able to not let people affect your energy and bringing you down.
100%,
And like you said, that is 100% something that you should be proud of, because so many people, especially in relationships, it's so easy when your partner walks into your room and is all like upset and anxious, and you're just like, oh my god, like, I love you, I'm just gonna be exactly like you. But for you to be able to just like be like, no, like, that is your energy, I love you, but I'm not gonna take that upon myself. I will stay as my own being, and I'm not gonna be codependent towards you. It's so challenging, but
it's super challenging.
I think when you do it, it is a successful feeling. It is a successful moment. Because
and it's necessary for your own well-being and peacefulness as well. It cannot be, you know, matching everyone else's energies all the time. Imagine how draining that is. You don't have the capacity to do that, so why do you do that to yourself, you know?
Oh my god, it's just too much.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to go next?
Yes. So Alexandra said, waking up every day feeling like, fuck, I made it, and having a shower after. And I love that. It's so honest. It's so raw.
Oh my God, everybody can relate.
And I love the swearing as well. Okay. Fuck, I made it. Like, yes. I think, like, now that I'm, like, into journaling every day, and I'm journaling about, like, what I'm grateful for, I literally want to write every single day just the fact that I woke up. Because it's not, like, a given to wake up every day. It's super, like, it's such a cliche to say, but it's so not. Like, people don't get to do that. Like, everybody doesn't get to do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I agree. I think even for me, I've been really realizing that. In this season of my life, having gone through a little bit of grief, how much you realize that any day your life can be over, and just really taking that to the heart and just living with this sort of gratitude towards every day that shows up, because you really never know when it's gonna be your last day, which is so it's like a little bit sad thing.
It's sad.
It gets
me
super emotional to dive into this topic, but at the same time, I think, you know, it's just, and even when, especially the days when you wake up and you feel super energized.
Yes,
I was recording the stories today and I was like, for me, success today would be like waking up and feeling just like on top of the world with energy, because even though I go to bed super early, it takes me such a long time to wake up.
Oh my god, yeah, same.
And I'm just like, oh my god, please, can I just wake up with energy every day? That would be successful.
Why is that so hard? It's so hard.
I don't even understand, because
I wish you could literally be shot with caffeine or something, like, honestly. And they just
bed.
Can they make that kind of alarms, please?
That would be incredible.
Yeah, definitely.
And those days that I do wake up and I feel super energized, and sometimes I wake up before my alarm, and I'm just like, boom, awake and alert. Yeah. I'm like, yes!
Yes.
This is the feeling that I want. Exactly. If I could wake up every day like this.
Like the success. Oh my god.
Yes. It's so amazing. Okay, so I will go next.
Yes.
And then here we had Elma, who says, the biggest success you can have in your life is loving yourself completely for who you are.
I love that.
Yes. That's gonna give you a little round of applause.
The sad thing is, I know for a fact that like so many people do not have that. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Because that is super hard to get to. And I know that because I'm not there yet. I don't think everybody is. Do you know what I mean? So it's so beautiful. It's such a beautiful message from Elma. I really, really like it. It's truly a success.
I always thought that I was... Well, I thought that I was always going to have a bad relationship with myself and I was going to live with negative self-talk because it was so prominent in my life for so many years. And then I remember thinking, if this is going to continue forever, life is not going to be worthwhile.
Ah, I remember you said that in some, I thought, self-love podcast. Yeah.
I probably have said that before because it was just such a clear realization, you know? And I remember really thinking, wow, if I continue living like this, this is not going to be worthwhile. And I remember just being at the end, no, at the beginning of the tunnel, like just like in the most bottom, in the deepest darkness. Mm-hmm. And I remember having no hope, basically. Yeah. I mean, like a tiny, like a little bit of hope, because you kind of always have, I feel like we always have a little bit of hope, even though we cannot see it. Yes. You know what I mean? Like
it's always there.
Yeah. And then you just have to kind of push through it. Mm-hmm. But I remember just thinking, wow, this is an impossible task.
Yeah.
Like, it's impossible to love myself. It's just, it just seemed like,
oh my god, I can relate. It seemed
like the hardest thing to achieve. Mm-hmm. Anyways, we already discussed this on the self-love podcast, but you go through the journey, you take on this hope, and you just pursue it, and you go after it, and you do all the things that you need to do in order to continue feeling better and better and better and better. And one day you get to achieve a little bit more self-love, like I can say that I have today. And it's just thinking back, I can say this, achieving the self-love that I have in my life, is 100% the most successful thing that I've ever achieved.
Wow. That's amazing.
In my whole existence.
That's inspiring.
It's it's just, because I remember thinking it was not possible.
Yeah, exactly.
It just felt like something so far beyond.
Yeah.
And I remember just thinking, this, I will always live like this. And to turn it around and be where I am today, I'm just, whoa. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. So if I could give any hope for anyone listening, if you are in your deepest, darkest, most bottom, there's always hope and you can always find light. And if you just keep moving forward, I think that's what life is about. Yeah. Life is about overcoming our shortcomings, overcoming our limiting beliefs, just overcoming everything that's holding us back and pushing forward.
Exactly.
So that's my little piece of hope. If I can give anything for anyone that's listening, I would say that.
That's beautiful. I like that.
Okay, so it's your turn.
It's the next one.
All right, so for you, we have another one.
So, Hulda said, it's in Icelandic actually. But she said...
Maybe say it in Icelandic and then say it in English.
Yeah. Okay. She said, að ná að klára sett markmið með stæl. So that means like basically just finishing a set goal, like, and doing it greatly. You know what I mean? So the success feeling of achieving a goal that you set for yourself and you did it good. Yes. So, and that's a good kind of success.
I love super that. Super good.
Yeah, me too.
Are you a goal setter?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Okay. I love setting goals. I'm not really good. Like, sometimes I sit down and write them down, but I haven't done that in a while. But I just realized that actually I have goals since that I've set myself, like, I think in March.
Mm.
And I just realized that I actually got them. I just realized that right now.
I already achieved all my goals.
No, it was...
To make up new ones.
It was the goal of going back to the gym, like, every day, which I used to do back... before, and when I felt super good about myself,
mm-hmm.
And also like losing body fat, and I mm-hmm. already did that like this past like 2 months or something.
Are
I told
you feeling
you, like,
a lot better now?
So much better, like so much, because after I moved to Barcelona, like I've told you before, like me and Thelma like literally just went all out partying and did everything we wanted to do, ate at restaurants, you know, and I just. At that time, like, every single week, at least a few times, I was always telling them, like, okay, I know I'm gaining weight. I don't like it. We're not living a super healthy, like, lifestyle. I actually love nutrition, so mm-hmm. I'm super aware of what I put in my body.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know that I'm not doing the right thing, and I know this is going to come to the back, like, in my back if I don't, like... you know, pick myself up and go to the mm-hmm. gym and work myself up. And then we just kept on partying. It was just like a cycle that I, at the same time, I felt good because mm-hmm. we were having fun. But I knew that I was also like getting into a cycle that I would not feel good about myself in my body and I would not feel healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I also felt my body being super inflamed with too much alcohol and like, you know, unhealthy food, basically. Mm-hmm. And then like... basically, in July, after I had COVID, me and my boyfriend, we talked about, because he also loves fitness, like, we really wanted to set ourselves, like go back to the gym, like, we used to set goals and actually achieve them, and, like, bring the alcohol consumption a little bit down, but still do it, like, a little bit, because we're also super social, and we love having drinks with our friends. But then it's everything started to happen actually super naturally for me. Mm-hmm. I've done this before. Like, I have a weight loss journey. And, like, so, yeah, I know what to do. And I did it. And I, yeah.
You feel good now.
Yeah, I feel super good. And I'm just
going to keep
going.
So you've been super successful with your gym routine. And
yeah. And honestly, like, I go to the gym almost every day. Like, I would say probably 5 to 6 times a week I go to the gym. And... and I still eat kind of everything I want because I love nutrition. So I eat super healthy, I would say. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, me and Thelma, we probably have pizza at least once a week. We have ice cream at least once a week.
Yeah.
Chips, whatever we want, basically. And but I still manage to lose the weight that I want to lose and build muscle and stuff like that. It's just the perfect balance. And I really am happy about it. You know, and I still go out for drinks. I just... have it balanced.
Yeah.
Which I didn't, I used to. So, yeah.
I think that's great. Yeah. I mean, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. That's success, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. I think that's super good points. I'm actually not a huge goal setter.
Yeah.
Like, I feel I don't really write goals down, but I have a vision in my mind of the life that I want to live.
Exactly.
And I'm constantly striving for that.
Just working towards
it. Just working towards it every day, doing everything that I do.
Yeah.
Which is mainly, like, I think the biggest pillars for me is family, health, relationships, and career.
Mm-hmm.
And I put a lot of effort into that. So I put a lot of effort in my relationship with my family and my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in my career, obviously, you see me working all the time.
All the time.
And my morning routine is the time that I have for myself.
Yeah.
To stay healthy mentally. So, yeah, I don't have things that I write down. I'm going to achieve this, and that. But... you know, it's a vision that I'm striving for, and I just continue doing little by little every single day as much as I can.
Yeah, I guess I'm that kind of like that right now, because like I said, I haven't written down goals since March. And I feel like when I wrote them down, I was just writing them down, but I wasn't even working towards them. Then all of a sudden, now I am. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's also like you can write everything you want down, mm-hmm. but then you also have to be accountable to actually do them, yeah. you know. You can't just write it down and then be like, okay, that's gonna... It's kind of like we talked about in the manifestation thing. It cannot be just like, now I'm rich and it's gonna come. You know, mm-hmm. you have to work towards it as well. So, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm gonna go next and see another amazing answer that we got. Catherine Potter says, by being single and taking care of myself, you need to be completely okay in your own skin.
Aww, yes. I love that.
This is so true.
I love the part about, like, I can really relate to the parts you told, like, about being single and taking care of herself. Mm-hmm. Because I remember when I broke up with my ex-boyfriend, we were, like, in a long, long relationship. And it started when I was a teenager. So, like, you kind of, like, grow up together, if you know mm-hmm. what I mean. And I remember when we broke up, I was like, oh my God, like, my life is over. I was like, tell me I'm going to be single forever. Like, I decided yeah. that I didn't want to be single at this. Like, I was so stuck in the way yeah. of, like, I cannot be single. Like, really? Yes, literally. I was so, like, it's so funny to think about what state I was in when I was at that, like, 1 week period when I was the most heartbroken after we broke up. And, like, literally, when I talk about it today, we laugh so much about it. Because I was like, I cannot be single, like, ever. Like, I'm not born to be single, like, you know? Like, and Thelma, like, looked at me. She was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? She's, like, the least pity person ever. Like, yeah. ever. She was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Come to the movies with me. Like, that's yeah. how she is. She would never pat on my back and be like, it's okay. It's gonna be okay. Yeah. It's more like, get your shit together yeah. and go... Tough have a love. Rebound or something, you know what I mean? Yeah, tough love all the way. And now, like, that when I got over it, like, in a few couple of months or something, I felt so good. And then, like, moving to Barcelona, being single, I've, like, completely got to know myself as I am, you know. And people told me, like, all the time, like, wow, like, you actually look so amazing after you were single, like glow up that you did, like, oh my mm-hmm. God. And I'm like, yeah, you know.
Is that when you went on your weight loss journey?
I kind of fell in love with fitness, like, 2 years prior to breaking up with my ex, mm. but it happened after we got into a long distance relationship. So mm. I feel like that's, like, kind of where I became, like, got to know myself a little bit, but mm. we were still in long distance relationship. So I was still kind of still stuck in that toxic environment, like, in relationship mm. kind of. But that's where I fell in love with fitness. And then, like, I lost, like, I don't know, a couple of kilos, I guess. But then mm-hmm. when we actually broke up, literally, like, I don't know, it was, like, some magic kind of happened. Like, in 2-3 months, like, I completely changed. Wow. And people, when they met me, like, downtown Reykjavik, where I was having drinks, or when they just came to my store where I was working, they were like, Salma, you look completely amazing. They were like, what the fuck?
Really?
Like, you've changed so much. And
I yeah. feel like every breakup, not every breakup, but a lot of breakup teaches us to focus on ourselves.
100%. Like, I had lost myself. Like, mm. I cannot, like, when I think about myself at the worst times in my ex-relationship, I don't, like, I feel sorry for that girl, and I don't mm. feel I know her. Do you know what I mean? Like, I didn't, like, at a time, I didn't even dress up anymore for myself. I just, like, I don't know, I was just like a ghost mm. when I felt the worst, you know what I mean? And like like, if you would see a picture of me at that time, you wouldn't even recognize me. It's amazing. But yeah,
I feel completely. The same way. I think every breakup that I've had has made me realize that I needed to love myself first before mm. being with anybody else,
and 100%.
Just being okay with myself, like, you know, like Catherine says, and just really prioritizing mm-hmm. that has changed everything, exactly. obviously, and even the way that I look as mm-hmm. well. Yeah. And I think it's been a reflection of that. But I can totally relate to this kind of breakup glow
yeah.
up.
Yeah, you can.
Oh my God, totally. And I remember, and especially the last breakup that I had before we broke up, I was in rock bottom mm. and then right before we broke up I started exercising, but yeah. like just like little by
exactly.
little,
yeah,
just like okay, here and there. And then as soon as we broke up I was like boom, like
yeah,
super,
like you go like
going
hard
into it. And then I just like ended up getting so fit after that,
oh
and kind of have been able to maintain my level of fitness for a long time now, because I think I just, before, I was so focused on how my body looked like, and I put so much value into how I look, and it was just everything for me. But then when I started just going more in the self-love route and having less focus on how my body looked like, and I think my body, just not having the focus on it, just made it go its natural way. Like before, when I was just thinking so much about food and what I was eating and being so, like, specific about everything, obsessive, then I felt like I was holding everything in. But now that, you know, I can eat whatever I want and I still exercise every day, but I think things just, like, flow and my body just stays the same. Like, there's no, like,
it ups just comes and downs. Maintenance, and, basically.
Yeah.
That's super healthy, actually. Super healthy.
Yes, it all comes down to self-love. At the end of the day, that is the answer to everything.
No, but I can relate also, like, for me, obviously, I don't really have the perfect self-love when it comes to how my body looks, but, like, I'm trying every day, and, but, like, I go to the gym, actually, because I absolutely love weightlifting, and, like, being able to lift a little bit heavier, seeing my muscle definition a little bit more, like, that's the best feeling in the world. It kind of relates to me, like, the success feeling. It's amazing. Like, I really love it.
And I just want to give a little disclaimer so you guys don't think I'm perfect, but sometimes I will think still negative thoughts, but I just don't attach myself with them so much like I used to anymore. And I'm always like, no, Raph, stop that. Stop thinking that. No, you're not going there. And for me, that's, again, like, that's a new way of redefining success for me as well, which is, okay, I see I can still have a negative thought, but not going there, just letting it pass and not attaching myself to it and stopping it and just being like, no, you're not welcomed here. Because I think these thoughts will always exist. It's what you do with them.
Yeah.
You know,
if 100%.
So they come, but they go. They don't live inside of me. They come, they pass by, I say thank you, goodbye. Not thank you today. Next. Thank you, next thoughts. But, you know, it's just about doing the work and being self-aware.
Yeah, 100%. It's like I said, stop yourself in the tracks.
Yeah.
I've been pretty successful at it these past 2 weeks, and I hope I continue that way.
I love that you're doing that.
Okay, I'm gonna read the next one, which is Hamza, who says, being surrounded with good people that you can trust, being healthy and mentally stable.
Yes.
And I really love that. That's beautiful. I love how people are, like, relating success to these beautiful, super mentally healthy things, you know? I honestly didn't expect that, but I love that.
Yeah,
It's such a healthy way of thinking.
That's so true. Most of the answers have not been related to when I get something, when I buy a house, or you guys really read the question.
Yes, I'm proud of you.
Happy that we're all redefining success.
Well, I just thought about, like, if I would have been, like, a fan writing in this question books, I'll probably be like, the time that I can buy, like, a Dior bag. No, dude, kidding. But, like, a little bit. Like, one step at a time. Maybe one day.
For sure. I think also having materialistic things is not bad.
And
there's nothing bad about it as well. And I think it's cool to, you know, achieve something and get a physical manifestation of that success, 100%. Whether it's in a bag or whatever you like,
vacation,
shoes,
jewelry, whatever, cool, like, literally. I feel like oftentimes also when you maybe worked super hard in your job, got some extra hours in, obviously when there's next payday, maybe you wanna, like, treat yourself a little bit, like, why not, you know? That's just healthy. Buy out of Alice and Tana piece or something.
Yes, please invest in your wardrobe with me.
Yes, 100%.
All right, I'm going to read the next one that comes from Steinrose. She says, I used to think that age mattered. If I didn't have X by age Y, then I had failed. But now I try to embrace the spontaneous and don't make age-oriented goals.
Oh my God, I can relate to that also with the time that I broke up with my ex, because that's also what I was thinking, like being single at what I was like, what was I? 20? 24? I don't know.
You were 24.
24,
when you broke up with him.
2019. It was 2019.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'm not good at math. But I was around 24 or something. Mm-hmm. Or 23 or 24. Oh my God, it doesn't mind. But like, and that's what I was thinking as well. Like being single at 24, oh no, like I'm super late to be married then in a few years, whatever, you know. But mm-hmm. like, thankfully, now I know better.
Yes. And I think with the relationships and finding a partner, it's changing. Of course, girls mm-hmm. is a little bit more challenging because if you want to have a baby, if yeah. you start getting older and older, then mm-hmm. it matters a little bit the more. But ticks. Still, you know, we still have a lot more time than we mm-hmm. think. And we now do. Our 30s, I feel it was the 20s back literally, in the day.
Literally.
We are experiencing everything so much later
yeah.
than it used to be. And I think that's really exciting.
It is.
I'm planning my wedding celebration of love when I'm going to be 30.
Oh my
Which for God. Me, it's super interesting because it's like, I'm like, don't follow the route that everybody's doing it. But at the same time, I'm like, yeah. I want to be married when I'm 30.
Are you guys engaged?
We have done the common law. Common law.
Yeah, the like
relationship status. I don't know how to say it.
Do you mean
in English,
like
pareja de hecho?
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically we're civil. This is how you know I'm Brazilian, okay? I cannot say this word, but
do you mean like
civil?
I think it's that, like civil.
Civil arrangement?
Yeah.
So no, anyways.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be exciting to do it when we're 30 because my
like
partner,
a celebration.
Yeah, he's yeah. also going to be 30. In the same time, so we're gonna be 30 and yeah. have our celebration, but we're not gonna do anything conventional. We're gonna have it way different. It's gonna okay. still be a ceremony, but yeah. it's just not gonna be like the typical thing. Although I'm gonna make my wedding celebration of love dress. We say like we say celebration of love because we just want to celebrate love, and we just want to take the time to celebrate the love that we have and the love that we've been able to create around us with our friends, with our families, and just give a time to be able to celebrate that.
Okay, so it's not basically a wedding.
So it's not a wedding, but it's gonna be a celebration. It's kind of like a wedding, but it's gonna be something more unique.
Wow, that's amazing.
So I'm super excited.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, you know, even though it's kind of like this typical, you should be married before you're 30. Something like, you know, I feel like you've heard this before. Yeah. But yeah, I think for us, for me, it was, okay, it's going to be in 1.5 years. So in a year and a half, we're going to be together for 5 years. And I thought that was a good time, you know.
Yeah.
So we're going to be together for 5 years and we can celebrate.
Yeah.
It will be about. Also, if we don't make the time to so that our families can meet mm-hmm. and we can have a party, then it's not going to happen.
Exactly.
We kind of have to make something.
Part. Exactly. That's a beautiful part of like that your family's meeting and you know. Oh my God, that's beautiful.
It's going to be so nice.
I'm excited now.
Yes.
I'm going to decide what to wear.
Oh my God. Maybe you're going to wear something Rafael Santana.
Oh, wow. Custom made, please. Custom made. I'm going to start thinking now.
Oh my God, yes. And then we had one more answer from Sasha. She says, becoming my own boss to be accountable for everything I do.
I love that.
We love that.
And the feeling, like the thing about being accountable for everything you do, that's also kind of thing that I'm working on now. Like, literally taking responsibility of everything that happens in your life. Because I feel like most people don't have that, and you maybe don't realize that you don't do that either. Like, you feel like everything happens to you. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's super hard to explain, but I've also been reading about this in my book. Like, you're kind of like victim in so many scenarios in your life without you realizing that you're actually, you're like, when you did this, you make me feel like this. And it's more like, why are you feeling like this? That's you that chose the reaction. You know what I mean? So that's also something that I'm trying to work on as well, you know?
I agree. I think being your own boss in this, also for me, I can speak it in redefining success in terms of, you know, maybe for somebody having a successful business or being their own boss would be living abroad, having all these orders or like all these crazy things or like a store, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Lots of stuff that people consider successful, you know, as a 100%. Brand, as a business owner. Yeah. And for me, I know I'm just at the start of my journey and I've redefined success. Just being able to do what I love every day is success to me.
That's
you know, amazing. Every day I wake up, I get to do what I love. I'm fucking successful.
Exactly. It's not about having the end goal, like you say, of having this multiple orders, having this store. Like, you should just fall in love with the process, you know? Don't relate success to the end goal. Mm-hmm. Relate it to falling in love with the process instead, you know?
I think that's so much. And in terms of, you know, other things that I've been able to just over the years realize that it's not about the numbers, like, let's say with followers and things. And I've, again, like, redefined that. Okay, maybe I don't have hundreds of thousands of followers, let's say, but I have so many deep connections with the people in the community that I have. And I'm just so grateful for that. That's like, amazing. Truly.
Yeah.
And I remember the shift for me when I was like, okay, I'm going to stop focusing on getting new followers and I'm just going to be in community with the followers that I have, with the people that are already in the community. I'm just going to want to add value to their lives and be there for them. How much better I felt and how much more everything made sense and like how much things worked out so much more for the better.
Imagine. It's kind of like a relief that lifted from you, right?
Oh, yes.
Because you get so, you can, it's so easy to obsess over followers, over just numbers in general when it comes to everything, like followers and orders and whatever it is in your life that you're striving for.
Yeah.
Instead, just, it's basically what I said, like fall in love with the process instead of thinking about what you want. You know what I mean?
100%.
That will happen.
I think the process is just, it's just everything, you know. If we just focus on that, I think everything that is meant for you will come and it's 100%. Gonna unfold.
It's like we talked about in the manifestation episode, kind of, you know, if you're literally working hard and you're putting in all the work, then I think things just naturally fall into place, kind of, you know.
Oh my gosh, this is like the perfect segue for me to tell you this story.
Oh my god, what? Okay, what?
This is insane. Okay, this is a sign from the universe. Thank you very much, universe. I heard you. I see you.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so today I was with Alexandra and we were having breakfast and then she had to go to this pharmacy to drop off some package that she was shipping. And we were there and then the pharmacist, the guy was talking with another man in Catalan, so I didn't understand. So I was just like looking around the pharmacy, checking things out, just like being like, checking things. And then Alexander was like trying to like get my attention. And I was like, what? And then she's like, I'll just tell you later.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, cool. And then we walked out and she's like, oh my God, did you hear what he said? And I was like, no, what did he say? He was like, the pharmacist was telling this customer and he said, there are like these two quotes that I really like. One of them is, what does success mean to you?
No.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And then he says, for me, success means failing and failing over and over again and never losing hope.
Oh my God.
She told me this. I was like, like,
did
she know
that we were recording this
yes.
episode?
Oh my god. That's what she told me.
What?
And whoa. I was like, what?
How was that so meant to be?
I think it was just so meant to be of just, this is a topic that we're recording today. And we go into this shop, the pharmacist literally is answering the question that we have. And it makes me realize that's also what I think success is.
Yeah.
Because so many times I've gone through so many failures and I've never given up. And I'm just like, that's amazing. Yes!
I actually had like a similar quote that because I was reading my book earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And she had like a similar quote about success. I'm going to read it to you right now. Like, oh, because it's super related to actually this story and the quote that the guy had.
Isn't it amazing? I thought it was just so... Like, the coincidence is out of this world.
Like, it can't be a coincidence. I just gotta say.
It's like, what?
What? Like, oh my god. So it's like, you're not a failure if you don't make it. You're a success because you try.
Yes.
I love it. I love these kinds of vibes.
That's
like,
so good.
Yeah, I love it.
And that's the thing. If I would have given up when I failed over and over and over again many, many, many times, I would not be here today.
Yeah.
You know, and you also, none of us, like everybody,
exactly.
You know, we
yeah.
all would not be where we are because we keep going and we keep moving forward and we keep striving and just going for it. That's what makes us successful.
100%.
In our own way.
Exactly. No, definitely. Oh, I love this kind of vibes.
It was so great.
I think... Oh, I also actually wanted to add, because I took some notes on success, which I think is super important as well. Like, I also feel the success feeling of when you're just literally finishing the smallest, most boring tasks of cleaning your room or, like, whatever. Just the super successful feeling of doing that, it's amazing. And I feel like just, for example, everybody's heard about the habit of making your bed in the morning. And it's gonna, like, bring you to a more productive feeling throughout the day. And it's so true. Like, it's not a fun chore to do, but it somehow gives you the feeling of you've achieved something in that morning. And you have this sense of, I think it's just, like, literally a kind of dopamine that goes through your mind and gets you through the day, kind of, you know. It's so small, but it's so, you know.
I love it. This reminds me also to think about a times that I feel really successful is when I have this intuition to double check something.
Yeah.
Because I feel like something is missing or like I've forgotten something, and I check and I can feel like, yes.
Yeah.
Like, I've not forgotten this. Like, I listened to myself and I heard, you know, for example, it can be like something even small. Like, these days, it's like bringing a mask with you. I'm going to leave the house. I'm like, oh, I feel like there's something missing. And then I check. I'm like, oh, yes, a mask.
Exactly.
Yes. I don't have a mask. And I'm like, oh my God, yes, I remember.
Like, smart girl.
I remember. And of course, your intuition can also show you many different things and can guide you. You know, through lots of more deeper things.
Yeah.
But I think when we listen to our intuition and we just have this feeling and then we go and we do it and we pursue that, then you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and you just 100%. Feel so good.
Exactly, yeah.
And you're like, yes, I like...
Exactly. You feel like you're like, yeah, you're smart kind
you're,
of,
you're like,
you know.
I trust myself.
Exactly.
I understand this.
But yeah... I think
we've
somehow gone through many success stories and perceptions of success.
I love it. I think we shared lots of, I mean, you guys, the community, you guys have helped so much with everything that you said.
Yeah, 100%.
Thank you so much for making this episode so amazing and unique to all of you.
And that's also like what we basically wanted to talk about, redefining success in a way that realizing success is just a perception of what you think success is.
Exactly.
It's not this fixed thing of being rich, having a career. Like we talked about in the beginning, it's not this typical stereotype that was in the old days. Like nowadays, just have your own success. You know what I mean?
And you can see that everybody's creating their own definition. And I think that's super cool.
It's beautiful. It's amazing.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing, everybody.
Thank you.
And thank you for those of you listening. And if you made it this far, you're amazing. We love you. Thank you.
All right, guys. See you next week. Bye. Bye.